You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is trending? What in the world was going on at the Coors canning facility yesterday afternoon out in Golden?
Tell me now, what happened?
90 people were evacuated. Some sulfuric acid spilled.
Ooh. That's what they're putting in that stuff?
Well, this was the canning facility, and they used the acid as a cleaning agent. Pointed out again, this is not at the brewery, but the canning facility. Everything's going to be fine. In fact, the floor will probably be remarkably clean today.
Yeah, sparkly.
Oh, what else is going on? If you're worried that every time you find something that you love in this world and science comes along and takes away all your joy, they're doing it again. This time, new car smell.
This is unfortunate because that is one of the greatest smells on the planet.
It is. They even sell little spritzers, don't they?
You can try to recreate it, but it never smells the same.
Well, now a study at Harvard just found out that new car smell actually could be causing cancer. Okay.
But I get it. Like, once you go into the deets of this, I get it.
Well, what they did is they parked some new cars outside for like 12 days in the sun, mostly. And what they found is that there were high levels of formaldehyde and even more levels of this other cancer-causing chemical,
That's the worst one.
So they're saying, look, the best thing you can do when you get a... They say this is usually for like the first 6 months until the car kind of airs out.
Yeah.
So they say try to park in the shade as much as you can. Try to keep your car well ventilated so your window's down as much as possible. That really goes over well in wintertime in Colorado.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, keep your car clean on the inside. Because chemicals can stick to dust and other gunk.
Oh, man.
So dust off your dashboard, which I'm not very good at.
Or just buy a used vehicle.
That's exactly
right. You won't take a hit on the depreciation, and yeah.
Buy a new vehicle. Oh, speaking of new movies that are out, Nicholas Holt, he's the guy who's one of the stars of that TV show that I keep pimping on Hulu called The Great. Well, now he's in a movie called Renfield, which is where he plays Renfield, the character who is Dracula's servant. This almost sounds like it has the same kind of feel as that show that you and I like, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, a little bit, doesn't it?
Because it's kind of a comedy-ish thing.
Is
on
Nick Cage
Dracula.
In that?
Is what?
Nicolas Cage in that?
He plays Dracula.
Right, okay, yeah.
Nicolas Cage is Dracula, and Nicholas Holt is Renfield.
Blah, blah.
Awkwafina is in it, too, by the way.
All right.
Another new movie. Jeremy was talking the other day about The Pope's Exorcist with Russell Crowe. That is out today. It's based on the memoirs of a real Catholic priest who claims to have performed thousands of exorcisms for the Vatican. Mm. That is rated R. All of these are rated R, in fact. Mafia Mama is out today. Toni Collette plays an average American mom who travels to Italy. Hey! To attend her grandfather's funeral. But Jeremy, when she's there, a gunfight erupts.
Oh, my goodness.
She discovers that her grandfather was a mafia don, and it was his dying wish for her to take over the family business.
Pass.
Yeah, I don't figure you're going to go see that.
Yes.
I know you too well. If you care about this kind of stuff, the Tampa Bay Rays tied the modern Major League Baseball record by winning their first 13 games. They're 13-0. Very unlike our Colorado Rockies.
Very.
They will try to set the new record tonight in Toronto. I'll talk about the new Metallica album later.
I was just listening to them yesterday. They had a...
Were you?
2.5-hour interview on Howard Stern, and I couldn't get enough of it. It was so good.
Was it Hetfield, or was it the whole band?
It was the whole band, talking about what goes into making their music. And
well, I'd like to listen to that.
Quite interesting.
A couple of news for nerd stories for you. Jeremy was requesting the foot story, so here it is. Some researchers started working with AI to try to get a look at what our feet might evolve to look like over the years. And basically, they're going to look longer. They'll be more sensitive on the bottom because we tend to, you know, wear soft socks. We're not walking barefoot outside. And so the padding on our feet that has evolved will start deteriorating. So now we're going to have sensitive little toesies. They'll be stretched out and your big toe will get even larger.
It's massive. It's like two or three big toes in this picture. It's really
and the
long.
bad news for Jeremy, who's a person who sweats quite a bit. They say with global warming, our body's going to need to give off even more sweat to cool itself.
Oh, no.
And feet are one of the primary areas where we sweat. And so you're going to have stinky, sweaty, long, thin, ugly feet.
Standing in puddles, essentially. It's pretty crazy to see the picture of it. I posted it on our Facebook. There's another story floating around, too, this morning of what gamers will look like in, like, 30
what
to 50
is that?
Years. And it's
giant,
like,
eyeballs.
Giant eyeballs, this massive hunch back, you know, from leaning over playing games, and your hands will be much larger. It's really creepy.
We'll kind of have, like, alien-looking hands, right?
Long
fingers.
It was very much alien. It was, you were hunched over, and you had this big, like, gut in the front, too. It was really
Is that when
scary.
You put your console
it's
controller
just
on
you're
your
you're hunched
head.
And you're eating your Mountain Dew and Doritos. Really scary.
I like this story. A meteorite shot through the sky over Maine last week, and now there's a museum offering $25,000 to the first person who finds a big old chunk of it. They only want the big pieces. It's got to be at least 2.2 pounds. Then you can get $25,000 for picking up that space rock.
Let's do it.
And we never pass up an opportunity to pimp our books. Every time we have a story about parents stealing their kids' candy, we can pimp Jeremy's Sneaky Snacks, his book for kids, available online everywhere. And now there's a story that pimps one of mine. There's a science expert who says this whole thing about uploading your consciousness to the cloud, he says that is no longer science fiction. That is coming. He goes, it's getting closer and closer and closer.
That's cool.
Well, you'll be able to upload your consciousness essentially to a hard drive thing and then re-download it. Well, what do you know? That is exactly the plot of my Eric Swan spy thriller series. He uploads his consciousness, and if he gets killed in action, they download him back into a new body. The scientist says, Dom is onto something.
Copycat.
The first Eric Swan book, by the way, the ebook is free. Free, free, free. So if you want to check it out for yourself. All right, what else is trending?
If you think pineapple is a controversial pizza topping, what about banana?
One I would
US
try that.
Diner has taken the fruity topping to the next level. It's a quirky pizza that also boasts, Dom, an unconventional base and drizzle. Which sounds like a great morning show name as well. Base and drizzle in the morning.
Can I be base?
Yes. The base is peanut butter and honey. So they're skipping out on the tomato sauce and putting peanut butter and honey down, putting the bananas on top, and then they are also adding cheese and bacon. And, of course, they're calling it the Elvis because, you know, Elvis liked those peanut butter and banana sandwiches. But anyway, it's guess it's exploded at this little pizzeria in outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. And the internet, of course, is divided on this, on whether or not, you know, it would be delicious or absolutely horrific.
I'm sitting here pondering it. I think it sounds good if you take the cheese. I don't think the cheese fits, though.
The cheese doesn't fit at all. But the, you know, peanut butter, honey.
Banana and bacon.
Little pizza dough, you know, the bread underneath. Yeah, I eat that all day long. So I don't know. There's a picture of it on our Facebook along with the feet if you want to check that out this morning. This is a funny story. People who leave parties without saying goodbye, you could save close to 2 days per year. You'd add 2 days back to your life, essentially. This is coming from a survey out of Australia. They surveyed like 2,000 of them. And these people average about 25 parties a year, and that seems probably about right.
Wow.
And they say that on average it takes you about 45 minutes to make the rounds to say goodbye, which adds up to about, let's just say, shy of 19 hours if you start adding that up. And then several respondents in the survey said it was double that. So you do the math on that, and you're approaching like 40 hours a year just saying goodbye at parties. They say the solution, just leave. Just gather your belongings and leave. They say don't fall for the goodbye trap. Most party hosts are too busy or too wasted to care if you're just sneaking out or not.
So when I was off visiting my son in Hawaii, he said we kind of have to make an appearance at this party two doors down. It's a party for their kids. He goes, I love these people. We kind of have to make it. And we were there for about 45 minutes, and it was my son who said, okay, we are now just walking out. I said, you don't want to say goodbye? He goes, no, we're just leaving. And we did. And nobody was upset. Everything was fine.
I've done it a couple times at our neighborhood parties. I just leave.
Isn't there a term for it? I think it might be derogatory, so I don't know if I want to say
okay.
it.
It's like, ghosting, you can ghost someone. You're essentially just ghosting the party.
But there's a term for it that I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait for that. Now, listen, this is no $25,000 for a meteorite, but you can score $25 from the city of Aurora. They're going just a little bit further to help deal with potholes. I guess we had a pretty rough winter when it comes to potholes. There's been numerous stories about this morning. I guess it's really bad in Aurora. And they're encouraging citizens, pothole citizens, to go out and report potholes. And the citizen that finds the largest pothole is going to win $25 from the city.
they say they're going to make a big one.
You could make a big one. They're filling something like 40 potholes a week. And so they're just kind of making it a fun little game. And they say, they do rely heavily on people to go out and report where these things are. So it could score you $25. Dom, you talked about this yesterday about how the baseball teams were extending beer sales and only like a handful of stadiums were doing it. Well, it was announced yesterday that the Rockies are going to be extending alcohol sales now from the seventh inning to the end of the eighth inning. Changes go into effect April 17th, so in just a couple days.
All right.
Of course, a bunch of people are up in arms about this, too. So, what else is going on? Do we have anything else for you? I do have a Fat America. Where's it at? Here you go. Bagel innovation for your Fat America today. There's a New York City bagel shop, and boy, this is a game changer. They're now pre-stuffing their bagels with cream cheese. You don't even have to spread the cream cheese on top anymore. They're making their bagels, and then they're injecting them with cream cheese. So quite the time saver there. And Frito-Lay.
What? You and I are weirdos in this respect.
Because we hate cream cheese?
No, we don't eat bagels.
Oh, I eat bagels. The Everything Bagel? Oh, girl.
Too much dough. I thought you agreed with me on that.
It's a lot of dough, but yeah, no, I pick up a bag of Everything Bagels and I toast them. They're really good with a little scrambled egg on top and some turkey sausage. Mm-mm. I'm the weirdo that hates cream cheese.
I don't like cream cheese either.
Disgusting.
Okay. If it was bagel versus English muffin, I'm going English muffin all day. Are you not?
I got to go with the Everything Bagel. Yeah.
Well, that's cheating, though, because now you're doctoring it up. Because I'm not putting any, if it was just straight up bagel versus English muffin.
Then I'm going English muffin.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. The extra crispy ones. Have you bought those?
No, I told you, I'm not a bagel guy.
No. The English muffins. You can buy the extra crispy. So they get extra crispy when you toast them. I don't know what they're putting into them, but they
are extra
crispy.
What kind of chemicals are they injecting into those?
I don't know, but it's worth it. Look them up. All right, let's do some clickbait.
All right.
Clickbait.
Probably the most adorable thing you're going to see all day today on our clickbait. Make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy. The internet just found the real-life Snoopy dog. She's a mini sheep-a-doodle.
Yeah. Named Bailey.
Quick, name one dog that I would never own. Yeah, little
until
Bailey.
You see a photo, because
I'm
this dog is
you guys,
adorable.
They've got little sheep-a-doodle sitting there with a stuffed animal of Snoopy, and they're identical. And it's the cutest damn thing. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.